The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast with Jaguars senior writer John Osier.
All right, welcome to this week's Ozone Podcast, and I'm joined this week by, I think, somebody that people are going to be excited about. If you saw the draft coverage, you saw how excited he is to be in Jacksonville and what the NFL means to him. We're going to start off with that topic, but first, welcome to the Ozone Podcast, Jaguars cornerback now, no longer FSU cornerback, Jerrion Jones.
Hey, how y'all going?
So how does that sound to Jaguars cornerback, NFL? I know this means a lot to you. It means a lot to everybody who's drafted to the NFL, but it really struck me that you appreciate the moment.
Yeah, the moment was big, you know. It's been like, you know, when you get drafted, like you kind of get like a flashback of all the tough moments, the rough moments it took to get here. And then, you know, it's just super special for me because I was being able to stay in Florida and play for the Jaguars. So it kind of, all the most kind of took over.
So, when you're sort of thinking that, who are you thinking about? Who are you sort of thanking in that moment? Obviously, family, friends, coaches who got you there. But sort of take me through who was most important in that moment to you.
You know, first, give honor to God for everything that He's put me through, got out of me, you know, blessed me to be able to see, you know, just blessed me to be able to be there in the moment. But obviously my mom, like mm-hmm. my mom's just big for me. That's kind of like my rock. You know, that's my go-to for everything. And my grandmother, you know, those are two people I hold like really close to my heart. And, you know, my siblings, I got four other siblings. I got a younger brother and then three younger sisters. So that's kind of like my core foundation. That's kind of like for me what everything goes through.
And then, so you're there, and in that moment, obviously people saw the emotion and just how overcome you are. When you sort of start thinking about, hey, I get to go keep playing football, that's sort of what struck me in listening to it, that, you know, you play all your life, and then you're not guaranteed to play after college. Mm-hmm. You have to sort of be in an elite group, and you're probably mm-hmm. told from the time you're 14 or 15, hey, you can't count on it, but you still dream it. When you realize you're going to get to keep going, what did that mean?
I kind of got numb a little bit, you know, because I kind of fell in love with the process, you know, the process of being great, you know, all the hard moments, all the tough moments, all the highs, the lows, and all the in-between. You know, you kind of fall in love with those moments. And then that rush you get from football is a little different, you know, so just being able to further my career in it and being able to do it at the highest stage against the best, you know, is a blessing. And I'm so ready for it.
I talked to your D coordinator at FSU last week, and he was talking about how you were able to not only face adversity, but sort of get better from it. Is that how you saw your college as well?
Like I just told you about the highs and the lows, you know, coming into college, especially coming into Florida State, I had my mindset of what it was supposed to look like, and I wanted everything to be perfect, you know, but through my time in Florida State, I learned that you're going to go through some things. You know, anything worth having is hard to obtain, you know, so it's not always going to be perfect, but you got to make that decision, just wake up and go chase it every day.
Yeah, he said almost that exact thing. He said, you know, once he figured out, meaning you, once you figured out that it wasn't always going to look perfect, it sort of freed you up to actually go be the best version of yourself, right? Like you weren't putting as much pressure on yourself, maybe?
Yes, because I was a big perfectionist. You know, I wanted everything to be this way. It had to go this way because I put a lot of time into it. But, you know, just through your growth process, you just start to understand that everything is not going to go exactly how you envision it. But you got to learn to battle it and fight it through all the adversity that come through it.
Tell me your favorite MJD play of all time. Is there one that strikes out? I mean,
it's not really like one that strikes out, you know, because when I was young, you know, I had the jerseys, I had the everything, you know. So like watching him when I was young, like I just had a collective opinion of what he was. You know, I always like he was my go-to, like a man and everything. You know, so I didn't really have like a specific play. He was just the player that I always grew up watching.
How many yards did you run for him in Madden every week?
About 200, because I was a big I formation guy, and that was back, you know, back in the old man, that was a big thing. New man is not really a big thing.
Right.
But I was a big I formation guy, so I'm running stretches right, left, SI zone dive, and he going crazy. Like, can't nobody meet him in the A gap. Roll man in the A gap.
And anybody who played Madden knew that, right? Back then?
Yeah, then nobody want to see me. If I got the Jazz, they just know it's over with.
Have you had a chance to reach out to him yet, or is that still coming?
It's still coming, but he hit me up on Instagram. He just let me know. He was like, I'm a big fan of you, too. Like, I'm so happy we drafted you. Like, I've been watching for a while.
And that's one of those moments, isn't it?
The notification came on my phone and it said, M. Jones Drew. I thought somebody was playing. I thought like a fan page. And I went to it and said it was like verified, and it showed like him being on TV. I was like, oh, man, it's him for real. It was like one of them crazy moments.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You'll enjoy meeting him. He, tell me, and again, I know before your senior season started, meaning 2023, they came to you and said, we want you to play nickel. After playing outside. Now, with corners, that can sometimes be, no, I want to be the outside guy. But again, you sort of embraced that and really took your game to a different level. What did that transition, I guess, what did it take for you to commit to that? And then once you committed to it, what was it like?
It didn't really take me, you know, I wouldn't say no time to commit to it because, you know, I had been I was practicing it a little bit, like, as we went. So it kind of started in the spring, and we were practicing. It was like, hey, you might as well go to nickel, just practice it a little bit. So I was just practicing, but not knowing I was going to end up being a full-time nickel.
Right.
So I got close to the season. And then in fall camp, I ended up breaking my hand. So I broke my hand. I couldn't do the entire fall camp. So, like, that week before the game, like, when I started coming back, that's when they brought it to me. You know, and I really didn't have no problem with it because – I understood, like, it gave me a sense of entitlement in the defense. Like,
I had to
be on my P's and Q's so everyone else could be on their P's and Q's. Because in our defense, the nuker had to make a lot of the calls and adjustments and check. So it gave me a sense of entitlement. Like, I got to be my best so everyone else can be their best. So that's how we can win. So, and it kind of fit my personality. Like, I'm kind of like an outgoing person. Like, I got a lot of energy. You know, so just being a nuclear kind of kept me in the line of fire. Like, kind of kept me engaged in the game. You know, not just moving a nuclear, just let me make plays. You know, I definitely believe that, like, I'm a playmaker. I like to make plays, you know, and it just put me closer to the ball. Like, I can do a lot of things. I can blitz. I can play coverage. You know, I just could do a lot of things, you know. So just being a nuclear, I kind of let me bring out my full skill set.
I was going to ask about the last part because, you know, it sort of varies from defense to defense, but in most defenses, the nickel has to be the more aware player, the more, you know, and there's a lot more going on inside at the nickel, a lot more responsibility than there is just asking a guy to go cover a guy. So I've always thought football players play nickel, meaning you've got to know what's going on in the field. An athlete can go cover a guy outside. Is that how you see yourself? Football player, you've been playing a long time. Game awareness and that sort of thing. Is that a strength?
Yeah, that's what I see myself as. You know, I definitely rely on my instincts. And I put a lot of time into my preparation for the game. You know, so I like to think that I always like to put myself in the best position. You know, so just being a nickel, it lets me be a football player. Like, it lets me just go make plays, just go play ball.
Let me ask you this. Would you have been you're a fifth-year guy coming out. We're in college 5 years. You transferred. You've been through a lot in college. Would you have been ready to go to the NFL a year or two ago, maturity-wise? Or is this the right time for you to be coming out, meaning you've learned a lot in college?
Yeah, I think this is the right time for me coming out. You know, I definitely think I still needed to grow. You know, I still think I needed to go through some things by myself.
Right.
You know, like, that was a big thing for me. Especially me going to Florida State, leaving Mississippi. It was some things I needed to go through by myself. And I didn't need no helping hand. I didn't need nobody to be on my side. You know, so at this point in time in my career, I feel like it was a perfect time, you know, because I went through those challenges. I'm built for it tough. You know, I went through all the all the bad stuff, all the up, the high, the lows, the in-between. And I stood the test. You know, I stood up in it and became a man. So I definitely felt like this was the time for me to go.
Now, I saw the combine time, 4.38, right? Now, you know your teammates when you get here are going to say, are you really a 4.38? Is that real? Have you run that before? I mean, that's fast for a nickel is why I ask.
Yes, man. Oh, yeah. I actually thought I was going to run faster than that. It was supposed to be faster than that. But once I seen 4.38 on the time, I was just like, I'm not going to run again.
But you let it stand on 438.
If my teammates don't think I am that fast, we definitely create some brash.
How early and how many people call you Jar Jar?
All right, so I think that's something just the internet came up with. My real nickname is J-Dub. That's what everybody called me, J-Dub. Like, even the fans at Florida State, everybody knows me by J-Dub. Nobody really called me Jar. And I laugh when people call me Jerry because that's like the wrong pronunciation of it. It's Jarian. But my real nickname is J-Dub, though.
I got you. So it seems like, and again, this is what your coach said, that you're still growing and developing as a player. I assume you still feel like sky's the limit for you. There's a lot more for you to grow and a lot more for you to do.
Yes, sir. I definitely feel like my best football is ahead of me. You know, I was one of those guys. So the summer between my sophomore year at high school and my junior year, that's when I started, you know, playing. And I played receiver the entire time.
Right.
So when I got to college, that's when I started playing DB. And so, like, through this into my entire college process, that's why I say I need to go through some things and learn and grow. Because I was learning how to play DB every year. Like, every year you can see, like, the progression of me playing DB. You know, so I definitely feel like now I done found it. Like, I done found it now. So now I'm learning every year.
I think Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke both talked about when this guy gets here, you guys are going to see the personality. Like, it just comes through.
Yeah.
Do you bring that to a team? That's something that even as a rookie you're going to bring, right? It's just you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's just me. I think I just love football, you know, and me being at Florida State, anybody that was on that knows of Coach Novella was around that Florida State program, like, if you don't love football, it's going to show up every day. You know, I think it showed up every day that I love football. It's just something I like to do. You know, I just like to play around. Like, we get to play football. Like, we don't have to, you know, so like, I come in with that every day and I just want to have fun.
And so this is Monday for people who don't know. It's probably going to be posted later in the week, but you come into your first mini camp. You'll get here Thursday. Last couple of days, just can't wait to get started, I assume.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to be in the building, meet my teammates, get to learn schemes, you know, start understanding their culture, just building that with my brotherhood, building that brotherhood with my brother. So when the season comes, we all ready to go.
Well, Jarian, I appreciate you joining us. I know it's an exciting time for you. It certainly comes across that you appreciate what you're going through, and you appreciate the opportunity. I know Jaguars fans are looking forward to getting to know you. Hopefully this will help. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you this weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.